friends, this is Alan Weiss from Howling Dogs International, and I'm here to ask you today, what's wrong with this picture? We're walking down the boardwalk in Atlantic City, New Jersey. The Atlantic City boardwalk has a variety of stores, you know, buy saltwater taffy, buy a watch, visit a psychic. Speaking of which, one of the storefronts was a psychic, a pretty big one from the looks of it. I mean, a big place. And in the front was clearly the chief psychic. There she was in full regalia. And guess what? She was on a cell phone. Why would you go to a psychic who needs a cell phone? In Cape May, I would walk to get the papers in the morning, about 3 or 4 block walk in the morning along the shore. It's lovely. And you see people bicycling and other people out early. And of course, you see people walking their dogs. But you see people walking their dogs with these sacks. I mean, and let's face it, they're sacks of crap. And they're picking up after their dogs. And there they are with these sacks of dog manure. I mean, is this really more aesthetic than just leaving the stuff on the street to decompose eventually or be swept away by the rain or even have a kid step in it? I mean, think about it. Some of these people were jogging with their dogs with this sack swinging back and forth in their hands. There was one guy who had a dog so big, some kind of Dalmatian monster combination, that his son walked the dog while the guy held the sacks of crap. I mean, is this really an important contribution to the environment? Have you read about this big brouhaha now where somebody somewhere wants to oppose the signs that say men working? I mean, you see them on the highway all the time. And of course, the first thing about the signs is that they're absolutely wrong. There's no one working. There might be 7 guys standing around looking at one other guy, but no one is obviously working. However, women's groups now want this to say people working or men and women working. Where does this end? You know, we call naval ships she. She was a good ship. Do we now have to say he or she? What's the implications for don't ask, don't tell? It's too complicated to think about. Now they want to reduce the speed limits to 55 miles an hour or 16 miles an hour, or maybe have everyone go backwards. I'm not sure. This is supposed to save a whole lot of gas. Tell me something. Germany has been paying more for gas than the United States forever, since the beginning of time. Brontosaurus has paid more for gas in Germany. Yet, Germany for a long time had no speed limits at all. The Autobahn had no limits, and even today the limits are very high. How does that all fit together? Do you want to hear about pretension? I'm going to tell you about pretension whether you want to hear about it or not. I'm sitting in a diner that serves breakfast, and pretty good breakfast, you know, those greasy home fries and the eggs that are running, just what you need to start the day. And in walks a young man and woman with Starbucks coffee. Yes, they've stopped a few blocks away. You've had to drive over here. You can't walk. They've stopped a few blocks away, purchased their Starbucks coffee, and are walking into this diner with their Starbucks cups in their hand. If that's not the height of pretension, I don't know what is. Just call it yuppie love. Or was that puppy love? I forget. Another little bit of beautiful work from Rhode Island. You've heard me speak before of the fact that people want public transportation more than ever, but the public bus authority in Rhode Island has to reduce routes and cut back because they can't afford to put more buses on or even keep the buses they have because they rely on the gasoline tax. Well, here's another beaut. We had a very wet winter, a lot of snow, a lot of precipitation, and partial flooding and everything else. And here we are in the summer, and guess what? Water shortages. What is the water authority thinking? What do they do with this water? You know, it's like the lawn people. When I ask them why the lawn is brown, they say we had too much water. At another time, not enough water. It seems like it's never anybody's fault. What's the deal with the management of the water resources here? Maybe they're run by the bus people. Why do people write me an email that says, "May I call you in a few minutes?" I just don't get it. How do they know I'll be at my computer? Why don't they just pick up the phone and call? Is there some kind of priority in how you contact people? Why not write me a regular letter and in the letter say, "May I email you in the near future? What's a good time so that I can ask about calling you?" Or perhaps you can send a wire in advance, or perhaps a messenger. That would certainly work for me. You want to talk about performing under pressure? You know, that's what champions are supposed to do. The basketball great Bill Russell said that true champions perform at their best when the pressure is heaviest. That's the mark of an all-star. Well, last year, Miss USA, competing in the Miss Universe contest, and we all know how important this is, came out because she was part of the final 10 or 15. She always is, because they want the primetime folks in the U.S. not to turn off the pageant. So she's guaranteed a spot in the finalists there. Miss USA came out to do her little walk around the stage and fell flat on her rear end. I mean, boom. Picked herself up and continued to walk around the stage. Well, I guess these things can happen. You can get your heel caught, or maybe somebody put grease on the bottom of her shoes. Who knows? So this year, from Vietnam or wherever, they have the Miss Universe contest. And of course, Miss USA is in the final 10. And out she comes and bang, flat on her back. She falls down too. Now, these women have to do two things. They have to be able to walk in 4-inch heels and wave. That's it. Two requirements. Can't handle it under pressure. I'm not putting them on the All-Star team. Well, I'll leave you with this. Many, many, many years ago, Atlanta Airport was concerned about fog. And it was an ongoing concern there with weather conditions, because fog played havoc even when airlines were being run well decades ago. And so they found this plane, a propellered plane that actually could disperse fog, big props, and the plane could fly around there and disperse some of the fog, and they thought it was worth a shot, you know, why not? And they bought this plane, and they put it in a hangar, and they maintained it religiously, waiting for the day they could use it. Well, sure enough, around came a foggy day, and flights were grounded, and nobody could take off or land, and they rolled out the plane, and guess what? It couldn't take off. You know why? Too much fog. What are you doing to dispel the fog, huh? This is Alan Weiss. What's been wrong with this picture?